The big boy in that group grew up right here on this stage. He was as young as some of the children you see running around here now when he first came with his mother and dad. Now let's welcome our auto harp specialist from Gainesville, Clay Jones. And I'm going to let Clay tell you what he wants to tell you.
What is that?
I said I was going to let you tell them what you wanted to tell them.
What did I want to tell them?
Well, I don't know. I told them about your auto harp book, that you were a teacher,
right,
and that you were a singer. Now you're going to play for us.
I don't have anything really to say, I don't think. I'll just pick some tunes. This first tune is one of my favorite that I've learned recently. It's called The Devil and the Farmer's Wife. Thank you. I fell down upon the ground. Hoorah, toorah, fiddle-ink-a-dido. I fell down upon the ground. Well, I fell down upon the ground. I shut both eyes and looked all around. Hoorah-me-day. I sat upon a stump to take my rest. Hoorah, toorah, fiddle-ink-a-dido. Sat upon a stump to take my rest. Those are both songs that I've learned recently and have become some of my favorites. This is quite an outfit here. I guess we won't do it that way. This song is called Jody's Rocking Chair. Sitting one evening in Jody's rocking chair, I spied a butterfly in the air. It flitter-flied and flutter-bied and danced all around, and landed in Teddy Bear's hair sitting on the ground. He jumped up, said, "Oh my, and what have we here? A flutter fair in Bear's hair, oh dear, oh dear." They made a deal, he wouldn't squeal, she'd teach him to flare. And all of this in one night from Jody's rocking chair. Sitting one evening in Jody's rocking chair, I spied a butterfly in the air. It flitter-flied and flutter-bied and danced all around, and landed in Teddy Bear's hair sitting on the ground. He jumped up, said, "Oh my, and what have we here? A flutter fair in Bear's hair, oh dear, oh dear." They made a deal, he wouldn't squeal, she'd teach him to flare. And all of this in one night from Jody's rocking chair. Thank you. I'm going to do one more tune. One of the old broadside ballads called The Ballad of Captain Kidd. This is an auto harp for those who are not familiar with it. Very easy to play. You play with thumb and two fingers, and you play bass with your thumb, melody with one finger, and harmony with the other finger. So it sounds like three instruments. You get the melody and the harmony and the bass. This is Captain Kidd. Wickedness I did as I sailed, my father taught me well, as I sailed, my father taught me well, as I sailed, my father taught me well to shun the gates of hell, and yet I did rebel, as I sailed, he put a Bible in my hand as I sailed, put a Bible in my hand as I sailed. He put a Bible in my hand, but I buried it in sand just before I left the strand as I sailed. I murdered William Moore as I sailed, I murdered William Moore as I sailed. I murdered William Moore and I left him in his gore, not 40 leagues from the shore as I sailed. Now to execution dock I must go to execution dock, I must go. To execution dock, where thousands round me flock to see my head upon the block as I sail, Thank you very much.
Thank you, Clay. Now, Clay's been playing for us since he was a little boy. And we appreciate his coming year after year and being on the program and helping with the workshops. Let's welcome a very special pair, our environmental folklorists, Dale Kreider and Linda Bittner. Dale and Linda have put together Anhinga Roost Music Company, which includes records and slides pertaining to environmental awareness of Florida. Dale's employer is the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission, and Linda's the Governor's Council on Physical Fitness in Tallahassee. Dale is a native of Kentucky. Linda was raised in Fort Lauderdale. They do all folk styles and original compositions concerning Florida's natural resources and environmental conservation. Let's welcome this pair, Dale Kreider and Linda Bittner.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cousin Thelma.
And will you introduce the third member?
Yes, that's Sean Flynn. He lives in Micanopy, Florida, and he plays the fiddle and the dobro and guitar occasionally with us. Yesterday and last night, we've been doing some energy conservation songs.
That's fine, Lance.
Focusing on the sun as the ultimate. You're getting some of that negative or positive energy, I guess, today from the sun. We'd like to sing some kind of environmental consciousness songs for you today that we've written over the past few years. We'd like to start out with one we wrote about Lake Okeechobee. The process of eutrophication is where nutrient runoff from the lands end up in the water, and that turns the water into a more fertile body than most animals can tolerate. A lot of the fish die. And when you got eutrophic conditions like we're getting in Lake Okeechobee as a result of all of the drainage into that lake and a lot of fertility coming in from cow pastures and things, we change it from something that's very productive from a fishery to something that's very productive from a standpoint of algae production. The water turns green, and we put all this up in a kind of an artistic interpretation of eutrophication. We'd like to do it for you. Eutrophic on Lake Okeechobee. Eutrophic on Lake Okeechobee, where the whole dizzy world of grain and the gutted gash of Kissimmee's vast wasted river and plain has to hassle with one of those 1 in 10 year bad hurricanes before the wilderness will return again. Wilderness will return again. Eutrophic on that wasted old lake and all of its algae green waters, from the barrels of agribusiness back pumped into her border, will she ever be a wilderness again? After one of those 1 in 10 bad wind on Lake Okeechobee, where the whole dizzy world will drain and the gutted gash of the city's vast wasted river and plain has to hassle with one of those 1 in 10 year bad hurricanes before the wilderness will return again. Wilderness will return again. Eutrophic is a spell when the water goes to hell with a chemical down the drain. We pulled the plug of that nutrient water with the last 40-inch rain, and hell went through and the south wind blew up an Everglades hurricane, and the wilderness took control again. Wilderness took control again. Beer. Thank you. Those environmental songs and Eutrophic on Lake Okeechobee reminds me of a song which I had a request for. It's called The Little Brown Shack Out Back, and it was written by a friend of mine up in Kentucky, Billy Ed Wheeler. And he recorded it a few years ago, and I haven't heard it in a long time. I'm going to try to stumble through it for you. There's a lot of emphasis now on toilets. Compost and toilets are coming around. We're using too much water in the other kinds. And that water and all of the stuff that it's flowing into our waters, our lakes and streams, are causing quite a bit of eutrophication. I don't know that we can teach the cows to go to little brown shacks out back, but certainly places here in North Florida know what we're talking about, and we'll sing that one for you. I think it's in C. They passed an ordinance in the town. They said we'll have to tear it down. That little brown shack out back, so dear to me. Though the health department said its days are over and dead,
That house will live forever in my memories. It was not so long ago I went tripping through the snow out to that house, my old hound dog. There I'd set me down to rest like a snowbird on his nest and read the Sears and Roebuck catalog. I would hum a happy tune, peeping through the quarter moon, like my daddy's kin had done before. It was in that humble spot the daily cares were soon forgot. It gave the same relief to rich and poor. Don't let them tear that little brown building down. Don't let them tear that little brown building down. Don't let them tear that little brown building down. 'Cause there's not another like it in the country or the town. It was a three-holer. It was not a castle fair, but I could dream my futures there and build my castle to the yellow jacket's drone. I could orbit around the sun, fight with General Washington, or just be the king there on the golden throne. It wasn't fancy built at all. It had newspapers on the wall, and it was air-conditioned in the winter time. It was just an humble hut, but its doors were never shut, and a guy could get inside without a dime. Don't let them tear that little brown building down. Don't let them tear that precious building down. Don't let them tear that little brown building down. 'Cause there's not another like it in the country or the town.
Thank you very much. We sure do enjoy coming here every year to White Springs and to the Stephen Foster Memorial, which is a very precious thing in our hearts, and obviously to many of those of you out here in the audience that decide to come here on a weekend and use up some very precious petroleum we have left, but realize that it's a good cause that we're coming here today for, because we're trying to further the arts and the folk arts and folk music in the state of Florida. We've got some tremendous musicians in this state that we need to be proud of, and thanks to Cousin Thelma and Cousin Beecham, who continually put their efforts into this concert every year, I think they deserve a great hand and a great thank you from the people of Florida. We'd like to do a song now that we wrote as sort of a protest song about people coming across the Georgia line. We were a little bit concerned about where we were going to put all these people. We're advertising how beautiful Florida's climate was and the sunshine and the clean air and beautiful palm trees. And where are we going to put all these people? So we decided maybe we should start a hard unsell for Florida. We should advertise instead all the rattlesnakes that we had under every palmetto bush, and the mosquitoes that we had down here 9 months out of the year, which weren't at all out last night. Thank goodness, it was nice. But we wrote a song about mosquitoes because a lot of people would ask Dale, he was a biologist, what good were mosquitoes? So he would try to explain how vital they were to the part of the entire food chain process, and that if we poisoned the mosquitoes, we'd eventually end up poisoning ourselves. So we wrote a song to explain what the value of a mosquito was.
As I went walking one evening for pleasure, an ornery mosquito came buzzingly by. What nature adventure would ever be hindered by a blood-sucking creature? I promise not I. I was wading through the swamplands of mossy gray cypress with wide ibis visions of blue hair and skies. But breaking the silence was the blood-sucking violence. Mosquitoes kept humming their dumb lullaby. 12 million young larvae feed millions of minnows, and the minnows feed the herons in order to fly. 12 million mosquitoes to the top of the food chain, but there's plenty still humming their dumb lullaby. My itching and burning impeded my yearning for the wide abyss visions of the blue heron skies. Will the pyramid of species be tumbled to pieces if a big smash mosquito up on my arm dies? You better be tickled to death when I die. Thank you. Thank you. Most productive parts of Florida are the wetlands, and that's where we end up leaving most of our effluents. And that's too bad because it poisons a lot of the food chain and interferes with the wetlands ecology. We think that where the wetlands meet the uplands, it's a very diverse zone from the standpoint of plants and animals. You have more animals and plants occurring in that narrow strip of edge. And that's the place where so many times we fill them in and put condominiums and things that maybe shouldn't be there. Margins of green are very nice to Florida and I think help to buffer a lot of the effluents off the land. It helps to save a lot of the wildlife habitats that are important to the aesthetics of living a quality existence. Margins of green, margins of reeds are filters for the runoff into the waters, and without them, everything ends up in a eutrophic condition. So those margins are very important kidneys to the waters of the Lake of Florida, the state of Florida, Lake of Florida sometimes when a big hurricane comes through. And so we would like to sing one of our newest songs, Margins of Green. Margins of green and rushes of weeds, where the lake shore intermixes organic debris, recycled in the elements to the natural degree, free filters for the minerals in the margin of green. White with the egret whose fisheries flight over the lake shore's diversity type. Throughout wetland wisdom he seeks to alight in the green plumes of cypress and the slough about knee high. And through this natural system's machine, the swampland needs the water to filter and clean. The heron needs the warbler for the marsh wrens to sing. Seasons to the reasons for the margin of green. Margins of green. Margins of green and rushes of weeds, where the lake shore intermixes organic debris, recycled in the elements to the natural degree, free filters for the humans in the margin of green. We'd like to sing one more song and tell you that we have our latest Natural Cycles album available. My son Hunter has them around back if anybody's interested. It's been a pleasure for us to be with you here today, and I'm thinking that it's been about the best quality music I've heard in White Springs in many, many a day. In fact, I believe ever. And for all of the musicians who have helped make this thing possible, it certainly is a privilege to think about next year, in spite of what maybe the energy consequences might be of coming up here and spending 3 or 4 days with Cousin Thelma and Barbara. And
also the sound people.
Sound people have been far out in every way. And this is being taped for public radio, and maybe you can hear bits and pieces of it sometime by just keeping account of the notices in the paper as to when it might be publicized or broadcast in your general area. We'd like to leave you with a song about mules, and I don't think we're going back to mules. We may be going on to them. And that's tomorrow and the next day after. But think about mules and think about those folks who skin them. Recently, I met a lady whose father was a mule skinner, and she told me a lot of things about that. But I wrote my uncle, who must have learned this song from Bill Monroe a long time ago, and told him that I'd really met a first-class mule skinner's daughter. It wasn't Linda. Linda's my new wife, and I should have told you that early. I guess I did last night, and Cousin Thelma told me to mention that again because she didn't hear it. We got married on the Friday the 13th, Good Friday, I might add, and we're living now around Waukena, Florida, south of Tallahassee, in the watershed of the Wasissa River. I'm an old mule skinner from old Kentucky way. I can make you listen. I won't accept you, babe. Oh, the lady.
I tell you, we have so many treats, we can hardly stand it. I think it's wonderful to have a bride and groom up here, don't you? Let's give them a big old hand. And isn't it a wonderful thing to find out that the mosquito is good for something? Yes, I think so. But I was while those flies were dotting my dress back here, I wondered what they're good for. We have another special treat here. For the first time, we have a young man who lives at Citra, who works at Lowell Prison and who writes most of his material about convict labor and so forth and so on. And two of our tried and true musicians are going to back him up. Let's welcome Richard Marco of Citra, Florida. Richard, please introduce your friends.
I sure will. Can y'all hear me out there? I'm Richard Whitey Markle, and like she said, we're from down around Melrose, Citra, and Gainesville. And we're going to sing some convict songs. Trying to get this sound system set up right now. I made a tape for an audition about 3 weeks ago and sent it up here, and they really loved it. And they wrote me a beautiful letter telling me how great it was. And I had failed to tell them who was playing with me on that tape. So when I got here, they asked me again who was on the tape. And here they are right here. The first one over here on my right is Dave Gancars. Y'all probably already know him. On my immediate right is Tom Staley playing a standard guitar. Over here on my left, y'all know him. He's the professor of the banjo and the auto harp, Marty Schumann. So we're going to do three songs that we hope will show you some of the lore that's been created in the state prisons in the state of Florida. The first song we're going to do, as soon as we find out if these instruments are tuned, is one called Rabbit Fever. And that it always hits a convict when he first gets to a minimum security prison or somewhere where there's a low fence. He gets the idea that he might want to go home. And it's a hard thing to resist. It came to me one night in the middle of the night. Here's how it went. I need this mic. Right. I need this volume down on this banjo mic. It's extremely loud.
Said Hack, put me in the box. Went to the Hack, said Hack, put me in the box. Went to the Hack, said put me in the box. I was so tired of digging and picking your rock. Went to the Hack, said Hack, put me in the box. I'm so tired of working, this chain gang is getting old. So tired of working, this chain gang is getting old. So so tired of working and it's getting old. Gonna get myself a push parole. So tired of working, this chain gang is getting old. Said, boy, don't you worry about a thing, can't you walk? The hack said, boy, don't you worry about a thing, just get up in the morning when that ding-dong rings. The hack said, boy, don't you worry about a thing. The hound's in the house, sleeping like a log. The hound's in the house, sleeping like a log. House sleeping like a log. Tomorrow he'll be working like a dog. The hound's in the house sleeping like a log. Woke up last night, rabbit fever on my mind. Woke up last night, rabbit fever on my mind. Woke up last night, rabbit fever on my mind. Got to leave this prison behind. Woke up last night, rabbit fever on my mind.
Oh, rabbit fever. I know y'all seen Marty playing around here last night, and you probably saw him this morning. And that's the third instrument I know I've seen him playing. And he's going to switch around again now, going back to the auto harp.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, now, here comes a little more serious subject. It don't happen very often, but every now and then a convict falls in love, and it's terrible. There ain't nothing you can do about it. This one's called Chain Gang Love Affair. If I can get the mullet grease off my fingers.
I just can't stand this feeling that I'm in. I just can't stand to fall again. There ain't no way I can win. I know they'll get me in the end. Mean old police everywhere. Chain gang love affair. All my friends, they don't care. The game they're playing isn't fair. I want to hold you tight. You know I dream of you each night. but none of this can ever be. When that man comes down on me, mean old police everywhere, in this chain gang love affair, all my friends, they don't care. The game they're playing isn't fair.
One more. This is the last one. This is the one they asked me to sing above and beyond all. It's the last one I've written. Just to make a couple of points. One is Florida tends to incarcerate a lot of people. Simple fact. And personally, I don't think it's that helpful to incarcerate that many people. So I wrote this one called The Pines of Lowell. Little by little, I've watched them chop them down. At one time, Lowell was a big old pine forest on a pretty clay hill up there, and now it's a big old close custody institution, penitentiary. This is called The Pines of Lowell.
There was a beautiful hill just north of O'Keller, and it was covered with Florida pine. It was a mellow place for a feller who was sentenced to doing his time. That hill, it was covered with short needle pine trees that blew so pretty and tall. That old south wind kept a-whispering through the pine trees, little brothers, you're going too far. And please, Mr. Wainwright, don't you build no more prisons, don't you build no more 8x10 cells. The convicts are killing.